Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. You know Brian to be about the biggest expert on small business accounting software in the country, but I'm going to take the lead on Spire Systems today. As it turns out, many years ago, 30 plus years ago, I developed an accounting software pyramid, tier one through tier five in its models. And that tier four, the marketplace just above entry level, the SHIM marketplace, as we've talked about it, has had a dearth of products for some time. There have been some good products in that space. SIME has been in that space, and Business Vision and Business Works, and a number of really good products have fit there. Really, Sage 50, formerly known as Peachtree, was pretty good in that space. But it dawned on me that products are filling this gap well. And one of them that is the best filler that I know is a product called Spire System. It's an integrated accounting, inventory, sales, and management solution for wholesale distribution, manufacturing, service, and retail. Now, it turns out that Spire is kind of like an ERP, but at the small business level. And if you've been thinking that I'm using entry-level products, QuickBooks Zero, Zoho, and doing add-ons, or I've got to pick mid-market products like Dynamics 365 or Sage Intacct or NetSuite, you basically wind up with a heart attack when you look at the pricing of the mid-market products. And by the time you have your entry products plus add-ons, you're going to spend more than you would for the solution from Spire. Spire has integrated accounting, sales, purchasing and inventory in a single system, and it is basically many modules with small monthly fees. So, Brian, I think it might be a good time for you to pick up on just some of the module coverage here. And again, when you start looking at the number of modules, friends, you're going to realize this is serious accounting software at relatively small prices.
So it is a cloud-based system, and they do AP, AR, account reconciliation, bill of materials. They have a calendar module and a communication module. They also have a customer management module. And of course, they have GL. They also have inventory and job costing and multi-currency. They have a price matrix management tool. They also have point of sale for those of you that need to do counter sales or that need to do any kind of retail there. You have purchase history and purchase orders, requisitions, sales history, sales orders, user-defined fields, and vendors. They also have some additional modules that are available, including payroll, production management, and service management.
So you can hear, I kind of let Brian go on the rant. And doesn't that sound like a mid-market product? And it turns out it's all in there, all integrated. There's some nifty stuff. And we'll talk about where it fits in wholesale distribution and with lot traceability and some other functions here in a minute. But see, there's some notable Spire features that are inside this product. They have unlimited user-defined fields. They can be trilingual at the user preference. So English, Spanish, French, and they are smart enough to know the difference between, you know, U.S. English and Canadian English. In other words, Czech spelled with a K and Czech spelled with a Q, as an example. A, indeed. As Brian pointed out, it's multi-company, multi-location, multi-divisional. You can drill
and multi-currency.
And multi-currency, and you can drill down from anywhere to access modules from within other modules, including orders and alerts and more. It's a, as Brian said, it's a web-based type of product, so it's cloud-based, but you can also run it on-premise, so it's not only cloud-based, which is another advantage as I see it. And they use the Chromium browser technology throughout, so everything is browser-based, much like some of our favorite high-end mid-market products, like, let's say, Acumatica. Drag-and-drop menu module menus throughout, and you can customize the menus to your own user preference, and they have Google-like search capabilities for all the notes, names, and partial pieces of information. You can build complete customizable grids within the module for a at-a-glance look at the data that's pertinent to the way that you work or your role. You can easily review inventory quantities and quickly send suggested order quantities to requisitions. You can view average, current, and standard margins on inventory items, and then easily adjust pricing. And it's got a sophisticated pricing module, which you can save by customer in their pricing matrix. They do understand that sales tax is complicated in the U.S. market, so they have an Avalara tax calculation integration fully integrated. At the point of sale, as Brian called out, you can split tenders on purchases. You can do batch processing. You can do live processing in here. They've got electronic fund transfer for vendors, customers, and payroll. And as long as you're on maintenance, this product is maintained. Now, I got more, but I'm going to take a breath here while Brian maybe talks to you a little bit about some of the other features and capabilities in industries like wholesale distribution.
Well, let me mention here that one of the things that I also want to mention here that I think really sets this apart is that, so, you know, Randy, you and I have done some accounting software selections together over the last few years. And one of the things that we've run into in many cases where somebody has 3, 4, 5 companies, they're getting hammered where they're having to pay $200 a month per user for multiple companies. And so the price just becomes obscene at that point. The nice thing about Spire is that as long as you're putting the companies on the same server, there's no additional fee for those extra companies. So you don't end up in a situation where, you know, you think you're paying for one thing and you're getting another. If we go back and look at Spire, at some of the other things they have, if they've got, you know, heavy duty inventory handling, so you can do serious manufacturing in here. They've got warehouse management and order fulfillment, and you can do some serious wholesale distribution in here. You have purchase orders and purchase order tracking. You can also have sales orders. Again, lot traceability, which is important for many of you in different industries. If we now look at the manufacturing side of this, you have some pretty heavy duty production planning tools in here so that you can adjust to supply chain problems like the ones we're having today. And I think honestly, we've not seen the last of supply chain problems. I think one of the things that's occurred over the last 30 years is we had a bunch of really smart people that declared war on having any inventory in stock. And, you know, if everything's good, there's no problem. But if you don't have any inventory in back stock, then suddenly now you can have to shut down car factories and other things like that. It handles features that are pretty advanced for costing, including raw materials purchases, labor costs, you know, the basics, but then it also has scrap and yield factors. And it does some pretty, it also does the rest of your costing. So when we think about this product, with all the different modules it has, the ability to go everything from cradle to grave, as far as transactions, you know, with the manufacturing piece, the warehousing piece, the retailing piece with the point of sale system, and the rest of this, you've got a pretty nice little solution here for people that are graduating from, you know, the very simple solutions. And again, it's heavy enough in the hard stuff, the hard manufacturing, the hard things like lot tracking. You've got those things built into this so that you don't have to worry about as much about outstripping your needs, outstripping the capabilities of the product.
Yeah. So, as I said earlier, Brian's been an expert in, QuickBooks and Zoho and Xero and, anything that's entry-level products for so long. But if you really wind up in a situation with inventory or costing that's critical, lot tracing and so forth, you're just not going to get that done in the entry-level products. You usually traditionally had to go to a mid-market product. Now, if you have a practice where you're supporting CAS installations and they've outgrown some of this capability, you may want to partner with this particular vendor. I usually say if you've outgrown QuickBooks or any of the other entry levels, this landing zone is good for you. There's really good partner opportunities available. You can contact Brian and I, and we'll be happy to send you the information that I'm going to give you here in just a minute, because there's a partner ambassador by the name of Katie Griffin who will introduce you to the partner opportunities if you want them. She's available at kgriffin, two Fs, at spiresystems.com or 844-556-6789. Extension 3520. And I don't often give that type of information out, but she said, I really want to talk to potential partners for our system, because they've got a really great system and it's really designed to fill the gap between entry level and the mid-market ERPs. It does not fit, however, in nonprofit or governmental fund situations. So don't expect it to do that. It does, as you would expect, handle GST, HST, PST because of its evolution off of the business vision platform. And that part's actually good. The other piece, too, is the reporting and BI option in here is good. There's probably sufficient management reports built into the product, but there are add-on enhancements that can provide more in-depth BI, KPI, and other analytics if you need it. You probably won't, but if you need it, it does. And it also has a pretty friendly application program interface or API, so you can interface Spire to niche applications and a fairly well-established and robust third-party platform solution. So if you need something there, you might be able to get it. As Brian called out earlier, cloud modules, and you can have it completely subscription-based on a privately hosted cloud, or you can install this from a premise perspective. But I got to tell you, the more that I've learned about Spire, the more I'm impressed with what the platform and product can actually do for you. So, as I'm thinking about just a few closing thoughts, knowing that, I could go on and on, by the way, on this particular platform. The platform has been built by industry veterans that have 40 plus years of combined experience. The software uses the latest technologies for efficiency and flexibility and scalability. They do already have an established network of partners, but there is some gaps, as I pointed out earlier. And the company's mission might say it all. It's to create software that solves business challenges for small and mid-sized businesses. And they're continuing to evolve this system, as they've grown. So target revenue, in my mind, probably between 1 to 50 million, probably between 2 and 500 employees. That tells you you can scale this thing pretty far up. It makes sense to deploy where you have limited internal IT resources, and it makes sense to deploy it where you have a fairly high demand distribution company, as it turns out. So, the founders, Al Roman and Peter Reimer, they've done a nice job building this thing out, and they've grown it very well here in the recent years. So Spire Systems can increase productivity and efficiency. It's a wonderful technology upgrade if you're replacing some current system that may be end of life or that you've outgrown, or where you really need regulatory compliance, like lot tracking as an example. So in the world of wholesale distribution, manufacturing, service, and retail, I couldn't be more pleased to suggest and frankly recommend Spire Systems. So Brian, parting thoughts that I probably missed?
No, I mean, I think you got it here. You know, there is an advisor program. You know, you mentioned the partner program for those who want to resell, but there's also an advisor program for accountants and bookkeepers that helps you integrate this into your practice. You know, we talked in previous podcasts about how important it is for to have real-time information if you want to be effective advisory. And I think Spire is a tool that gives you a tool set that you can use to create something that works for you and your clients so that you can be the advisor that you've always wanted to be.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to end with a quote, and I don't do this very often, but Roger Pinto, who is the CEO of Custom Controls, says, quote, "Spire is the right choice for any small company looking for a very capable and easy to use ERP software. The efficiency, convenience, and practicality of a fully integrated system is undeniable." Roger, I couldn't agree more. So that's it for today's Technology Lab. We look forward to working with you again in the near future. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.